Details Morning News. This is Dave Ross. Is it okay to zip tie a fellow employee for the purpose of building team spirit? It's a shame we even have to ask the question. But hazing is, of course, a thing, and sometimes it goes way too far, as it did in this case out of Portland. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, this involves the case of a utility employee who was zip-tied and duct-taped by his colleagues and then photographed. The photographs presumably posted on social media because that's where all photographs end up. I assume that this kind of hazing has now been made illegal, right?
Well, it should already be viewed as illegal because we're all entitled to a workplace that's safe, that's respectful, and doesn't involve physical or emotional intimidation or abuse. And this utility worker in Portland was clearly subjected to some pretty serious abuse.
So the rules on this, what separates gentle hazing? Or, I mean, new employees always have to go through some sort of ritual, it seems. Like when I got here, there was a certain employee who decided it would be funny to unzip his fly as I was reading a newscast as a way to get me to break up. Of course, I'm strong. I didn't crack. But, you know, annoying but not illegal. So what's the line?
Right. There is no bright line between what is simply teasing and what amounts to hazing. You know, we depend on the good judgment of the employees involved and the managers who supervise them. Here, it's interesting to me that the federal lawsuit that was filed on behalf of this former utility worker alleged extreme hazing. It's almost as if they thought, if we only allege hazing, we're not going to win. So we have to allege that it's extreme, which suggests that some amount of hazing is tolerable. I think that's a really questionable idea. I think any amount of hazing that's embarrassing or humiliating to an individual is really problematic for the organization. It can result in a lawsuit. And it's a little surprising to me that this guy agreed to settle for $80,000. He went after $660,000.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty small settlement considering not only what did happen to him, but frankly, what could have happened to him when he was duct taped and zip tied and left in a shed.
Yeah. Apparently there was a problem with the management culture there. I guess that's an understatement, but it seems to me that this should be a no brainer these days, right? If you're running an office and the culture somehow embraces hazing, it's on you to make sure that doesn't continue.
Well, that's exactly right. And here, the Portland Bureau of Transportation conducted an investigation with an outside consultant who found a culture that not only encouraged hazing, but also encouraged, homophobic views, supported speech criticizing immigrants, people of color. It was pretty bad. If you were a person of color, if you were gay, or apparently if you're just a new employee, you were subject to hazing and to abuse here just as a matter of course. But beyond that hazing, after you were no longer a new employee, there was a culture which was hostile to, minority points of view. So they're just begging for a lawsuit. It's amazing this is the only one that they've had to settle so far that we know about.
It's amazing it happened in Oregon, a state which I think is exquisitely sensitive to everybody's gender, pronouns, everything.
And notwithstanding what happened to this fellow, the five employees who were the ringleaders apparently were disciplined, but they're still working there.
Yeah.
And the solution that the city came up with is to hire more mid-level managers to supervise these employees. It seems like it's pretty obvious there was a failure of management with the managers they already had.
Yes, and I like the way they put this in the official news release. The city said, since the assessment, and they're referring to the investigation of this incident, since the assessment, we have welcomed a new leader of maintenance operations who is dedicated to transforming the workplace culture. So it sounds to me, Rob, like hazing is out from now on.
Well, you hope so, but the question is, why was it there to begin with? It apparently, whoever was in charge of management before wasn't paying very close attention, or was paying attention and thought it was just fine. That it was just the good old boy attitude that this is all part of how we create unity and we bond.
Yes.
Together, right? It's like we all go through this.
And, that's right.
The fraternities at colleges are infamous for hazing rituals that create a kind of bonding experience in their view. And a certain amount of common experience, I think, can be fine and can have that effect. But we also see frequent cases of it crossing over a line and resulting in physical abuse and harm. So that's that's a real problem for the organization, and it can result in lawsuits and insurance claims and a lot more, even death.
Yeah, well, nothing creates team spirit like a good zip tie party until somebody gets hurt, right?
Yeah, and again, this guy resigned, not surprisingly. It is surprising that the city was able to settle this for so little money.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
No hazing here, although I do remember my first full-time job. They immediately signed me, I guess I was 21, to the homicide beat. So, you know, I looked like a teenager, and I'd be down there with all these hard-bitten cops, and every time there was a body, they'd say, you know, come along with us. I didn't last long. I didn't really enjoy that. I went for politics instead.
Yeah, well, what we used to do here in the newsroom, don't do it much anymore, and I had to do when I first got here. Oh, my gosh, there's a snowflake at Snoqualmie Pass. Go, 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 go! Report from the top of the pass for the first snowflake, or whenever that particular fatty salmon from a certain river in Alaska happens to show up. I had to go down there and kiss that fish a couple of times.
It's not a bad assignment.
Yeah, no. No, it's always...
You can pick up some on the way home.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. For $87 a pound.
That's right.